It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter, the uncut, unedited version, and it's normally kind of mad, isn't it?
Well, I'm still eating, by the way. I'm in the middle of a, I'm in the middle of a snack shortcake.
Yeah, and you decided to start eating it while talking.
That's a lie. Fake news. I was eating it and I'm sitting here eating it in the studio, and Adrian said, as I was halfway through chewing it,
I'm recording this podcast.
Although you don't chew biscuits.
No, you don't. You just eat it.
I said, anyway, can you not wait until I'm finished? So I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
I'm going to be talking, or we're going to be talking on this episode about a load of different things. So, for example, younger listeners will be shocked by what used to be inside tabloid newspapers. I actually mentioned this to somebody yesterday and they nearly fell off their chair.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. The thing.
Page three.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be hearing you making my stomach churn over your oral hygiene.
Sorry, can you say that again? Oral hygiene.
Yeah, your oral hygiene, yeah. It'll all become clear.
Oh, yeah, don't listen to this podcast. No, do listen to it, but don't listen to it if you're eating.
Yeah, exactly. And what sort of bad language would you never use in front of your parents? With me, most of it. With Jeremy, not so much. He uses filthy, vile words in front of his mother.
I'm a filthy, vile person.
As he continues to eat. You actually put more food into your mouth.
I won't stop for any man.
It's Opinions Matter Extra, the weekend edition. It's completely unedited. This is the bit of the show that you don't normally hear because we just do it on our Facebook page during the week. So, enjoy it or not. You might laugh, you might cry. Let's start last Monday. If you want to share stories, you share stories.
I want to have a giddy catch-up with our listeners.
Yeah, okay.
I love our listeners.
Let's have a giddy catch-up.
I love every single one. Oh, that sounds like Michael Jackson. I love everybody. Now, there's some of you I don't actually like.
Really? Name names.
No, it wouldn't be fair.
Who do you not like?
I can't afford to lose listeners. The podcast is on its knees at the moment.
It's actually not.
It is.
May 2026. Was one of our best months ever.
Back in May 2020. What was it?
One of our best months ever.
In what regard?
In every regard.
Really?
Yeah, it was a great month. Yeah, great listens. Great listens. Lots of people listening.
Lads, how would you have felt if you opened the new... I don't know. Who opens a newspaper now?
Nobody. Literally. Even the people who make the newspapers don't open them.
That's alleged. No, some people still do read newspapers.
Who? Name names.
Actually, I brought a newspaper into the house last week, guys, because I needed this... Sad, really. I needed it as cat litter. I put it down as cat litter.
So what, you bought the newspaper?
No, I got it free from work and I brought it home. It was the Irish Daily Star and I brought it home and I left it on the table.
Yeah.
And my kids arrived home from school and they were looking at it like it was an alien object. We're like, what's that? What is that thing on the table? I was like, it's a newspaper. A what? Isn't it mad how something that was a staple of our childhoods... I remember I got my first erection...
I don't really want to know the answers to this.
Well, I've started, so I'll finish.
Yeah.
I got my first erection to the Sunday World.
You got your first erection to the Sunday World?
Yeah. So my father, God rest him, he is dead.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, you can say okay. God rest him to about your father. Yeah,
my father used to buy the Sunday World on a Sunday, and he used to let me play that game in the Sunday World. We had to type the X. What was that called? We had to put the X in.
Oh, X marks the ball or something. Spot the ball.
I don't know.
But mark the ball.
So there was a thing in the Sunday World, guys, that was, it was a photograph of a football match, yeah? But
yeah.
They had photoshopped the ball out of it. So it was Gary Lineker, like, heading, because he would have been playing at that time, yeah?
Yeah.
Late 90s when I was 5 years old. And there was a photograph of Gary Lineker going to head the ball, but the ball wasn't in the photograph. It was photoshopped.
Yeah, spot the ball.
How did they do that? Because they didn't have Photoshop then. No AI then.
I don't know how they did it, actually, Jeremy. I don't really care.
And you
it was called spot the ball.
And you had to draw an X over where you thought the ball was, and then you'd cut it out of... Jeez, it seemed like a lot of hassle. You'd cut it out of the newspaper, you'd put it in an envelope, you'd send it into the Sunday World, and you'd win, like, what, a packet of cigarettes or something like that, would you? If you
something like that.
It was
that,
ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Anyway, the Sunday World. So he brought the Sunday World home, and my mother, as you know, is a bit of a snob, and she didn't like the Sunday World. She was like, I want the Irish Times. I want the Sunday Times. But my dad liked a bit of football, and he'd read the Sunday World. And one day he left the Sunday World in the bathroom. He was obviously reading it on the jacks.
Reading it on the jacks, yeah, yeah. I'd say that's exactly what he was doing.
What else would you be doing with the Sunday World spot?
Hey, he could have been looking at the pictures.
Of a ball?
No, no, just the pictures. Yeah, but go on anyway.
And he left the... because I always wondered when I was a kid, my mother didn't want me reading the Sunday World. And I always wondered why.
Yeah.
She was, don't let Jeremy near the Sunday World. That's what she used to say to my father. If you're bringing this rag in here, you keep that away from my son. That's what she used to say. Every Sunday, she would say the same thing. And one day my father left it in the toilet after he was doing
interesting
this.
Interesting place to leave it. Yeah, yeah.
After he was, well, lots of people read on the... I spoke to you on the jacks the other day.
What?
You know I did. Because you heard...
No,
the,
I don't.
You did. You heard the plop as I was speaking to you.
No, that never happened.
There was a plop. Because you said, what's that noise?
I would not be able to talk
hang
to
on,
somebody.
Hang on. What was it? What was I?
I wasn't on the phone. It was somebody else.
And I went into the toilet. And so here I am, little Jeremy in the toilet. I'm going to the Sunday World. I just spot the ball. Oh, look what's on in the cinema this
Pub
week.
Spy.
Sorry?
Pub Spy.
What's that?
There's a whole section in the Sunday World where they did a review of a pub.
A review of a pub?
Yep.
So it's like what the lads are doing on TikTok now. Oh, he was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So
Pub Spy.
So that's how you got hooked on alcohol. From Pub Spy. Anyway, then I get to page 3. Now, a lot of you will not realise this or remember this because the Sunday World is still around. It's Ireland's biggest newspaper. Apparently.
No, it is.
Very, very popular paper. But back in the day, the Sunday World was full of tits.
It was.
It was full of tits.
There was a lot of them, yeah.
A lot of tits.
There was a lot, yeah.
And page 3, obviously, now if you're younger and you're listening to this, you won't have a clue what page 3 is. But page 3 was on the page 3 of certain newspapers on a Sunday. And it makes no sense.
No,
when you think about it, it makes no sense. So like page 1, yeah? Page 1.
The big news story.
Criminal locked up. Jerry Hutch locked up, allegedly.
Now, I don't know if that was ever in it, but yeah,
I don't know, but the headline would be Jerry Hutch locked up. And page 2 would be house prices at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
Page 2.5, homelessness is out of control. And then you go to page 3 and it's a set of tits. It made no sense.
It didn't really.
Why? Like, okay, fair enough. If you're going to put a pair of tits on the newspaper, not page 3, right down the back.
Yep. Well, page 3 used to be the topless woman. A photograph of the topless woman.
And, oh, God.
Stephen said, I miss page 3.
I'd say he'd be the type.
What do you mean?
He would be the type that would have just bought it for the tits.
Really?
Stephen, they have the internet now. If you want a pair of tits, like literally Google pair of tits.
Could we actually deal with this in a bit
you know
more?
If you Google a pair of tits, a photograph of the two of us comes up.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
That's what he does. So can we deal with this, what?
In a more mature way.
Oh, this is mature.
A topless lady was on page 3. No, a pair of tits.
Anyway, so I opened page 3 and
there was a topless lady.
And I had never seen it before.
You'd never seen a topless lady?
No. So how was you?
On the beach or something.
What?
On the beach.
Down in the Silver Strand on a Sunday, you see a topless woman down in Wicklow.
Maybe not. No, maybe not.
Corricklow, the hotspot for tits. No, I'd never seen a photograph. Obviously, the internet wasn't around then. Porn wasn't a thing.
Mm.
And let's just say, Jeremy spent a long time in the bathroom that day. But why was it there?
I've no idea. I never understood it at the time. And eventually the papers had to get rid of it.
I have to say, I was blown away by it.
Were you?
No, I mean, it was my introduction to the female body. I was 22 at the time. Why was I still living at home? But I even remember the name of the woman who was on it. Let me see if I can think of her name now. Give me a name.
Samantha Fox.
No, it wasn't Samantha. Have you seen her lately?
Oh, yeah.
She's gone from page 3 to page 63. Have you seen her, though? She's gone.
Bastard.
No, I'm going to be nice about this, yeah? But she's...
You're going to be nice about it, but she's...
So back in the 80s,
yeah.
Samantha Fox was a page 3 model and she was the desire of many, many men.
She was.
Yes. A lot of men would have.
Would have, yeah.
Would have.
Would have done whatever.
Would have desired her, yeah. And she's still around, by the way. And I don't want to knock her.
Oh, that's so immature. That is so fucking immature.
That's why this podcast gets huge listens.
It doesn't. It's on its knees, as you said already.
And I don't want to knock her.
I don't want to knock her. She's a lovely pair of knockers.
No, that's
come
not what I'm
come on, oh, you're but pathetic.
I mean this in the nicest possible way.
Well, say it nicely then.
She's going to be a butch.
Butch? Well, she is a lesbian.
No, she's not.
She is.
No, she's not.
Samantha Fox.
How dare you say that?
She is. I think she's married to a woman.
That would make her lesbian.
Yeah.
But have you seen her, Leslie? She's tattoos and... How are you? Oh, yeah. Oh, you kebab. Oh, you have a kebab. I'm not saying all lesbians eat kebabs, by the way. But a lot of them do. Oh, I mean a kebab. And her name, Linda.
Linda Lusardi.
That was her. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She was a cracker, yeah.
Let me look her up now and see.
Weathered well.
How do you spell...
Linda. L-I-N-D-A. Not difficult. That.
Well, it could be L-Y-N-D-A.
You could. Lusardi. Yeah,
this,
there you go.
This was the woman of my childhood.
Of your childhood?
I just want... Now, let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I mean, she's no spring chicken now, but either would I be a spring chicken now. So she's 67 now, yeah?
Oh, right, okay.
Come back and it's 69.
Don't knock her.
I don't want to knock her.
The Gervert is back.
No, who's a Gervert?
You're being a Gervert.
That's a stupid name, by the way.
It's not, it's brilliant. That's actually sticking. So it's actually sticking.
I'm now looking at a photograph of Linda Lusardi.
Back in the day.
Back in the day on page 3 and...
And?
Yeah, she caught my attention.
Yeah,
That's all I would say. My God. Unbelievable, isn't she? She's a beautiful woman.
But you relax there.
I'm just saying. Anyway, the point I was going to make was, guys, if you opened a newspaper this weekend, it could have been a very different headline. Dixon caught in den of iniquity.
Why? Where was that?
You were there when it happened.
I was there.
You were literally, I told you about it.
Oh, you did tell me about it, yeah.
During the week, lads, and I can't name the street where this is because I don't want the place to be raided. But during the week, myself and Adrian had to do a video shoot in a pub in Dublin.
In the city centre, yeah,
And
you'd see the results of that next week or the week after.
So we had to drive into town and we... Gene, Jeremy, have you ever thought of doing stand-up comedy? You're so funny. Thank you, Gene.
Where did Gene say that?
They're on their Facebook page. It's only taken 15 years.
No, Gene said that name is brilliant, Adrian.
I called you
the Gervert and she said that's brilliant, Adrian.
It only took 15 years for somebody to recognise my comedy genius. Anyway, we had to go...
I'd love you to do stand-up. I would fucking love it. Can you let me know when you're going to be doing it? I'd pay you to do it.
Well, obviously you pay me to. I wouldn't do it for free.
Yeah, but I literally pay you.
I don't do free gigs. I'll pay you
because then I'll sit in the audience and I will heckle the fuck out of you. I will make you regret the day you ever got up and did stand up on stage.
So you're asking me to do it and saying if you do it, I'll ruin it for you. But that's not a way to get someone to do it.
That's what I'll do.
If people would go and see me doing stand up, I would.
Who would?
Lots of people.
Your own children wouldn't even go.
Well, no, wouldn't.
Imagine you're a young fella.
No, my material would not be suitable for under 13.
Imagine you're a young fella. Cringe, Dad, cringe.
Oh, but he thinks I'm cringe, anyways. Anyway, lads, we have to park in the city centre. And I parked the car in the city centre. And you may not know this, but you would know this because it's very personal. But I suffer from shoulder pain quite a bit. Adrian knows this. I get tennis elbow, even though I don't play tennis.
Yeah, why is it called that? But anyway, go on.
And I get ticks in my elbow, don't I?
Go on, get on with it.
And I needed a massage that day. And I had a bit of time to kill, yeah? And where I parked the car, there was a massage parlour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what street that massage parlour is on.
Yep.
And the sign said, Brazilian massage, open now. And I said, I think I'll go in and get a shoulder massage. Because I was getting tingly in my shoulder. I says, I better, before I go in, because there was no price list on the door, I said, I better look it up online to see how much it is. Yeah? And I Googled it, and I'm looking it up, and I just realised there and then that it just doesn't do massages. I didn't know what a Brazilian massage was.
Well, neither do I, quite frankly.
Yeah. But when you look on the website, yeah, it basically says, without kind of saying...
What's that? What's that?
That fluids will be ejected during said massage.
So it was a massage parlour that gives you the full treatment.
Yes, the full treatment.
The full treatment.
I'm trying to be very adult about this. I'm trying to be very adult about this.
It gives you the full treatment.
So had I not looked that up, and by the way, one of the massages you can get in this place is a four-handed massage. Now, is that a woman who's deformed and has four arms?
No, it's two people.
It says it will send you to heaven.
Interesting.
Now, it's 160 quid for an hour. Now,
that's some massage.
If you finish after 5 minutes, can you get a refund? But can you? Like, you know, for money back. Now, can I just say, because my wife will be listening to this podcast, as soon as I discovered that it wasn't just a massage, I declined to go in. Now, Adrian nearly tripped over me trying to go into the
place. No, I did not.
Literally ran past me.
You were parked.
You were like Mo Farah.
You were parked outside.
You were like, let me in.
I want to know.
Banging on the door.
I want to know, after we parted company, did you walk past it again?
Obviously I did. My car was parked outside it.
Yeah, so I've no way of proving that you didn't go in.
Here's what it says. It offers an intimate and rejuvenating body-to-body massage. What's a body-to-body massage?
That's her rubbing her body all over you.
Remember Samantha Mumba? Body to body.
It was an awful song.
You wouldn't say that if Samantha was sitting here.
What about you, Samantha? Didn't like that song.
It offers you a body-to-body massage. What is that?
That's where she literally rubs all over you.
What?
Yeah.
That's not going to get me nuts out.
It probably would.
Our skilled women provide a personalised treatment in a tranquil environment, yeah? And discover the ultimate relaxation where every session is tailored to meet your specific needs. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting to this?
Yep.
So is it a knocking shop?
I don't know. You were the one parked outside it.
Four-handed.
I actually have a photograph of your car parked outside this place. Interestingly.
Send it to Nicola Tallant. So what happens?
I don't know.
With a four-handed massage. Where did the four hands go? Okay, so two hands are on your shoulders, yeah? Oh, Mr. Jeremy. That's my Brazilian accent.
That's not very Brazilian.
Oh,
I speak Portuguese.
Hello, Mr. Jeremy. Well, if you had that voice, you'd walk straight back out. But, lads, it just shows you how easy you could be caught. So, supposing I had been photographed coming out of that massage, I would have gone in there, yeah, half-cocked. No, literally. Not knowing what I was walking into, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever walked into a massage parlor half-cocked?
No.
Have you ever walked out of one half-cocked?
I've never walked into a massage parlor full stop.
I'm a big fan of massages. Big fan of massage. You could do, your posture is very bad. You could do a massage. But supposing I had gone in, yeah, not knowing what I was walking into, yeah, I'm lying on the bed. There's four hands all over me.
Mm-hmm.
Two on the top, two on the bottom, yeah? And the next minute the guards raid the place. Photograph. Nicola Tallant standing there with the camera. Say cheese, Jeremy. Say cheese. And she's taking a photograph of me. My life would have been ruined. How would you come back? From a massage parlor scandal.
I'm raging you didn't go in. I'm raging.
Oh, you're actually encouraging me to cheat. Is that what you're
no,
actually
doing? No. I just would have loved that photograph.
Of me on the bed.
I do have a photograph of your car parked outside it, though. Second best.
Yeah, but Nicola Tallant isn't going to use that, and that's not going to... You're not going to get a story out of that, are you?
I'll ring her and check.
Anyway, just beware, lads, if you are going in for a massage in Dublin, that these... It's obviously legal, is it?
I'd say it's a grey area.
What?
I'd say it's a grey area.
What, the street where it's on? Oh, it's very grey. A lot of grey around there. Just be careful, guys, if you're booking a massage, that if it says four hands...
It's a bit dodge.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
Turn off the microphone.
What are you doing?
Oh my God. The worst thing.
Are you actually chewing chewing gum while we're actually.
No.
What are you doing?
That's me masticating.
But what are you masticating on?
The worst thing that you can possibly eat before opening a microphone to, oh my God, it's going to be very... So I had a Bounty bar.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's not the issue. I had a Bounty bar.
No, that is the issue.
I had a Bounty bar for my lunch. No, that wasn't my only lunch. I had a roll, obviously, and around in the hay. I love rolling around in the hay. I had a roll.
You had a roll, yeah.
Around in the hay.
And a Bounty bar afterwards.
And a Bounty bar after the roll around it. And for those of you who don't eat Bounty bars, this will mean absolutely nothing to you. So
I don't eat them because they're vile.
You just switch off the podcast now and I'll come back to you in a moment. But for those of you who...
What are you doing?
For those of you who do eat Bounty bars like myself, now I'd only eat the blue one. Don't give me a red one.
Well, what's the difference?
Dark chocolate.
Oh, don't give me dark chocolate.
Don't like darky.
No.
Do not like darky. Has to be milk chocolate. Anyway, for those of you who do eat at Bounty Bars, you will know that when you eat in a Bounty Bar, it's a beautiful experience. It's a lovely experience.
It's not, it's vile.
No, it's...
As Darren says, bounties are for peasants. They really are.
He can say that, and he's entitled to his opinion. Opinions matter, and that's fair enough.
And he has expressed his opinion. Yeah. Bounty Bars are for peasants.
Yeah, so is cannabis, Darren, but there you go. Anyway.
You prick.
Anyway. After
and then, by complete contrast, Bounty Bars are quality. No, they're not.
It's a very divisive topic. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the open border policy by the Fianna Fáil.
Can you actually not speak either?
Of a mouthful of coconut.
Well, why didn't you drink it away?
Anyway, for those of you who eat Bounty Bars, all is fine and dandy when you're eating the Bounty Bar. It's a beautiful experience. It's lovely and moist and just tasty. Very, very tasty and moist. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Tasty and moist. But the problem is, 10 minutes after you've eaten the Bounty Bar, little bits... start.
That's why I hate. Coconut. I hate it. I can't stand it. I absolutely despise it. It should never have been invented.
Well, it's literally the only thing you can have. Coconut. What else does coconut come? Would you not drink standing on the top of a cruise ship? Yeah.
Yeah.
You and your missus like Jack and Vera. No, it's not Jack and Vera.
Jack and Vera.
What's Jack and Vera?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. I'm gonna throw you off the boat, Chuck.
Oh, Jesus, Vera.
What was his name?
Jack Duckworth.
Yeah, but what's the people's name in the movie? It's not Jack and Vera.
Jack and Diane. No.
No, I know a little ditty, by the way, about Jack and Diane.
Do you?
Yeah, I haven't got time for it at the moment. What's their names? Jack and Saoirse. Jesus, what's her name?
Jack and Saoirse.
What's her name? Anyway.
What are their names? Jack and...
Doesn't matter.
She let him die anyway.
You and your missus are on a boat together and you like to cruise.
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, quite great. A bit.
I can actually picture you sitting on the top of the ship like Jack and Diane, sipping an El Pina Colada.
Pina Colada? No.
Do you like Pina Coladas?
No, can't stand it.
Oh.
Can't stand Pina Coladas. And especially getting caught in the rain. I can't stand that either.
You know what that song's about, by the way?
No.
I only found... So this one of my favourite songs
is... Jack and Rose.
Is that her name?
Her name is Rose, yeah.
Slow.
Yeah.
Absolute slut.
Let the poor fucker drown.
No, that's not why she's a slut. Jesus Christ. That doesn't make her...
Riding him in a car on the ship.
And the other bit.
What?
Pay me like a Spanish woman or whatever she says to him.
Oh, I'll get my kit off. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but then after all he did for her, she doesn't even let him up on the door.
He didn't do anything for her.
He did.
In fact, it could be said she was a bit of a prick tease. She lay on the couch completely naked, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice baps, by the way, Miss Winslet, if you don't mind me saying so.
Baps. What man of your age says words like baps?
Nice baps, Kate.
You're 10-year-old, your 11-year-old son probably says that.
He calls them melons.
Melons?
Melons.
Well, it's actually more mature than baps.
Anyway, she was lying on the sofa and he was drawing her, yeah?
Yeah.
With chalk in his hand and a hard-on in his other hand, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And what came of it?
What do you mean what came of it?
Oh, no, did they do before the painting or after the painting? What's the chronological events?
Well, I can't remember. I haven't seen the film in 30 years.
So there's a famous scene, and I forgot about the scene, but my son, we sat him down to watch Titanic last week because he had a school project on.
Oh, but that scene where she smashes...
I forgot that scene was in it.
Oh, it's in it.
His school project is on Titanic. He's fascinated by Titanic.
Yeah, but show him a documentary. Not the movie where they're shagging in the car.
I didn't know there was a shagging scene. So anyway, he's sitting down with us and we're having...
And she's a nudie scene.
I know, I don't mind him seeing the baps. No, baps are... every man wants to see baps. Anyway, we're sitting down watching the movie and I'm saying to Luke, isn't it great? It's very good. Now, Luke, it's not historically accurate, okay? Just to let you know.
Jack and Rose weren't on the actual ship.
No, because he was going to put in his project, you know, that a young peasant man fell in love with a woman. Now, maybe that did happen in real life.
It may have, yeah.
No, it doesn't, no. You don't get rough going out with posh. Name a woman from Castleknock who's going out with a finger's head.
I'd say there is some.
No. So hang on, Saoirse from Castleknock, yeah?
Yeah.
Give me a fingerless man's name.
Darren.
Why do you always say Darren?
The name on my screen here.
Give me a fingerless young fella's name.
Harry, I'm Darren.
Canada Goose, E-Scooter.
Yeah, Darren. It's an ideal angry man name.
Bag of Coke.
Young angry man,
bag
Darren.
Bag of Coke, Scooter. Yeah. Little moustache
yeah,
as well.
Darren.
Little hump over.
That's Darren, yeah.
I'll reef the fucking bollocks out of you. Yeah?
Yeah.
His name is Darren.
Darren, yeah.
Can you picture Saoirse bringing Darren back to her solicitor family in Castleknock and going, Mummy, Daddy, here's Darren from... Berryfield? I'm thinking Berryfield.
We go with Berryfield, yeah.
It's the only same thing as I know. Or Talca Crescent?
Talca? You're just making up names now. Talca Crescent.
Sounds like it should be in Fingus. No?
No.
Anyway, that doesn't happen. But he was watching the movie and he had the remote control, so didn't even have the remote control. And the next minute, it's kind of jarring. because they're running around the ship up and down. Your man's chasing after them. The husband is chasing after them. Get back here, you slut.
He didn't say it in those words.
Well, it wasn't language used back then. Get back here, you slut. And he's running through the and then they run into the hub of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a car there, and it's open, and they get in the back of the car. And I was like,
no, I think that happened before the ship started sinking. I don't think when the ship started sinking and filling with water, well, they thought to themselves, let's go have a quick ride first.
In fairness, he sank the ship fairly quick, didn't he? If you know what I mean. If you catch what
I mean. It was earlier. It was before the ship crashed.
Oh, so it didn't hit the iceberg at that stage?
No.
Okay. And the next minute, they're in the back of the car and it's all sweaty and...
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It's a PG movie. I was not prepared for this. And when you...
I think it was a 12s movie. I think it was 12s.
Well, when you become a parent, my advice would be always have the remote control in your hand, because you just never know. You never know what's going to come up, do you? Well, Jack did. Anyway, I digress. I don't know how we got to it, but we're talking about bounty. Anyway, bounty is one of the worst things you can eat for bits getting. Like, what's the worst food you would eat? Like, you get bits stuck. Like, I had a fillet steak on Saturday and I found a bit of it this morning under my molar.
But did you not clean your teeth all over the weekend?
Obviously didn't come out. No, it was a lovely bit of steak. Pepper steak. It was still peppery, which was lovely.
So 2-day-old rotten flesh fell out of your gob.
Yep. Angus. An Angus steak.
I want to know what you do with your teeth.
What do you mean?
Do you not clean them?
No, but there's obviously bits where it gets hidden.
That's where flossing comes in.
Oh, I don't floss.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, you won't catch me flossing. No. Would you floss?
Ah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have a lot of...
A lot of what?
Smokers, tar and stuff.
I haven't smoked
all over
for years. Just chicken.
Have you not?
Just chicken.
Okay. Do you actually floss?
Just chicken.
Do you actually floss?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll start flossing. Anyway.
Are you still going on about this fucking coconut that's wrecking my head now? It's absolutely doing my head in. Will you get a drink and wash it down?
I nearly choked in the cinema last year.
How?
Because did you ever get a kernel stuck in?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Mm. Which kernel was it? Kernel mustard? You can be eating popcorn and
bits of it get stuck.
Bits of it get stuck. And it was during a very quiet bit of a movie. I can't even remember what movie it was. Because it was a movie about cancer.
Oh, that sounds really uplifting.
No, well, not every movie you can go to. You have to go to movies that are downlifting as well. It was a movie about, someone had cancer.
In this movie?
Yeah.
Well, I probably didn't go to see it because it doesn't entice me. Oh, darling, come on, we go to the cinema, we'll have a night out together. What are we going to see?
Be weird that you call her darling this day.
What are we going to see? A movie about people with cancer.
Anyway, it was a movie about people with cancer, and there was a very sad scene in the movie where your woman was telling the fella, Jesus, what was this? Anyway, it wasn't memorable. She was telling the fella that she has cancer, so it was a very quiet part of the movie. And the next minute, in the back row of the cinema, all you hear is, I had a kernel stuck at the back of my throat. And the more surprising thing about it is I was literally choking on a bit of popcorn, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your woman's telling the boyfriend on the screen that she has cancer and may not survive the rest of the movie.
It really is a brilliant... I'm sorry I missed that.
So what, you won't go to a movie that has a cancer storyline?
Yeah, but why would you?
What about a sick child movie?
I don't like sick child movies either.
Oh, I love a sick child movie.
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
I want to come out of a cinema thinking, that was a great night's entertainment. Dying children isn't entertaining.
So did you come out, jumping and skipping after Schindler's List?
No.
No, it was kind of...
No, I don't like movies like that. Sad movies don't work for me.
But anyway, I spoiled the cancer reveal. There it goes again, during the movie. But I was choking and my wife didn't even give me the Heimlich.
You wanted her to give up and get up and give...
She was just sitting there, you're fucking embarrassing me, you're embarrassing me. And he's like... Anyway, guys, I'm going to have a... do you mind if I take off the headphones?
Yeah, go on, off you go, off you go. He's going to get a drink of some sort. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. Coconut is yuck, says that message. Yes, you're dead right. Coconut is absolute yuck. It should be illegal.
Oh, sorry, just found a bit of pork on the other side of my mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. I had pork steak yesterday. You know, how are you with your pork steak, if you know what I mean?
I don't like pork. I'm not a big lover of pork, I'll be honest. No, I don't like pork.
Well, you shouldn't be eating pork anyway.
Why?
Because of your religious background.
I don't have a religious background.
You do. Your religion forbids you to eat pork.
What religion is that?
Catholicism.
Forbids me eating pork?
It's from a dirty animal. Leviticus 12:18, verse 3, chapter 5, verse 21, I believe. It is forbidden to eat pork.
Well, I don't eat it anyway, so...
You know why it's forbidden to eat pork in the Bible?
No.
Because it's from an animal with a dirty hoof. Have you ever been with an animal with a dirty hoof?
A few.
Maybe your woman.
Yeah.
What was her name?
A few of them, yeah.
What was her name? What was her name?
I can't remember.
Andy, I'm okay. I'm after.
Would you not have done that before we actually started recording this podcast?
There's the pork steak again.
Oh, it's nice. That is disgusting. Do you know how disgusting that sounds?
How disgusting.
That you're finding bits of rotten carcass.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how disgusting. Rotten carcass.
Yeah, it is. That's literally what it is.
What is it? Don't be trying.
You've rotten carcass in your teeth.
Yeah.
And you didn't clean your teeth, so therefore...
I do. I brush my teeth, but I obviously missed... Oh, there's a bit of cocoa pop from this morning. After having a whole dinner there. Pork steak, an Angus beef, and a cocoa pop.
And just on, we were talking about things that are disgusting. Coconut, for example. Davin just said, Turkish Delight is piss. No, Davin. No. Turkish Delight is one of the nicest bars out there. I love Turkish Delight.
I don't even know what a Turkish Delight is.
Do you know?
No.
It's kind of a jelly filling in the middle of it. Oh. Have you never had Turkish Delight?
Is that not like a happy ending you get in a massage parlor in Istanbul?
What?
A Turkish Delight.
No. Anytime I asked for one, they gave me this bag of jelly.
Were you in one of them? I believe they're quite interesting.
Can I have a Turkish Delight, please? Yes, there you go, sir.
Are they interesting?
A bag of...
Sorry, what way did they speak in Istanbul?
There you go, sir.
There you go, sir. There you go. So he sounds like our friend Dermot.
Dermot?
Sorry, there you go. Do you want to chuck the bar?
Who's Dermot?
Our friend Dermot.
Name names.
I heard those massage parlors in Istanbul are very... you come out quite... like it's like going to a comedy movie. You come out quite happy.
I did come out quite happy with a bag of jellies.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Where would I get a can of Lilt now?
It's gone.
Oh, what's going on? The world is falling apart.
The world and Lilt is the sign of that, is it?
That should be the top of the agenda at the moment. Forget about Ukraine, yeah?
Yeah.
Forget about the Middle East. The Middle East has always been problems in the Middle East, yeah? Since before Jesus was around, yeah?
Yeah.
The Middle East, we're never going to have...
full peace.
Full peace in the Middle East. We're never going to have full peace in Ukraine, yeah?
Yeah.
And because the two lads are swinging their dicks, who has a bigger dick? Oh, I have a big dick. Oh, I have a bigger dick. Yeah?
Is that what this is all about?
It's about bigger dicks. All that stuff going on, bushfires in Australia.
Yeah.
Is there?
I don't know. There probably is, yeah, somewhere, yeah.
All that going on in the world, the America, gas prices, yeah. All that shite going on in the world at the moment, ladies and gentlemen, is pale in comparison to the fact that I want a can of Lilt now, and in a, shut up, and in a consumer-driven world,
yeah,
where the customer's always right,
nobody was drinking the piss.
Shut the fuck
that's
up.
Why nobody.
Shut
the that's why they took it off
STFU.
The market.
STFU.
No, it's gone because nobody was drinking it.
I will argue with you over that. In a consumer-driven world, yeah,
Fanta have brought out a new flavor, which is basically Lilt. There you go.
Is it the totally tropical taste?
It doesn't say totally tropical
taste.
Then
I don't want to know.
But it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It's clearly not the same thing.
It's just a different name. It's tropical flavoured Fanta.
Why, what's someone calling it Lilt?
Because they got rid of the name. They didn't like it. Nobody was drinking it.
I drank it.
Yeah, you're the only one.
No, I
drank it. That won't keep the Lilt company afloat.
Well, it was Coca-Cola that made it.
I know, but they just weren't arsed.
But they spent... I don't get this, lads. They spent years and years and years, yeah?
Marketing it. Advertising it.
To the point that...
Lilt with the totally tropical taste. That's the way the ad...
Very racist.
No, that's the way the ad went.
Literally cultural.
No,
that's... Cultural appropriation. You literally cannot do...
What? Where did you learn that? Where did you learn that?
My wife told me about it. Well, I want to get braids in my daughter's hair on holidays again this year, and she says that's cultural appropriation.
Really?
White people aren't supposed to get braids in their hair. Do you not know that?
No.
So if you have a white kid, yeah?
Yeah.
What colour are your kids?
Well, they're white.
No braids.
Yeah, but...
It's
tacky.
Oh, you say that. You say that to my daughter. You stand in front of my daughter and say...
But you should have said it. You should have been the one to say it.
Tacky little wagon. Anyway, guys... do you not agree that in a consumer-driven world where when you want something, it should be available to you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That I cannot get a can of Lilt today. I'm really, really, really gagging for a
can of Lilt. Here we go.
Hey, Javan, lobsters on South Beach.
Oh, it just has me. Oh.
Better try new mango and mandarin.
Oh, I'll try your mangoes.
Here we go. This is obviously filmed in the Caribbean somewhere.
Lobsters, yeah. Over there.
Or it could be fingers, really.
Nah.
Oh, the ad is shite.
Lilt, the totally tropical taste.
I did that exact voice. I did exactly that voice.
They could have chopped that ad down to 10 seconds and just had a totally tropical taste. I don't know about you guys, but the one thing that turns me on, yeah? Sorry, two things. One is a can of Lilt.
Yeah. And what's the other thing?
the Caribbean accent on a woman.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was in Jamaica a few years ago, as you know, in a place called Ocho's Rios.
Ocho Rios, yeah.
Ocho's Rios.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Place in Jamaica. And I was sitting at the bar with my wife. And my wife went to the toilet. She had the squits. She had the holiday squits.
You don't have to tell the whole of Ireland that.
No, it makes sense for this story. So it wasn't just the normal squits, yeah? Do you ever get holiday squits?
No.
You know when you're in a tropical climate and your body goes, oh, fuck, I'm not able for this. Oh, here's another ad. Jeez. You're just rubbing it in front of my face now. You're rubbing it in front of my face. Anyway, guys, stop. So I'm sitting at the bar.
Nils gone.
I'm sitting at the bar in a place called Ocho's Rios in Jamaica. And my wife has to go to the toilet because she has the holiday squits. Yeah?
I'm sure she'd really appreciate you telling us this whole story.
Well, everybody gets the holiday squits. Anyway, she was in the toilet for quite some time. And I'm sitting at the bar alone. And I know that I'm not the most attractive man.
You definitely aren't.
I just said I know I'm not. Yeah, no. I'm not an attractive man. And it's very rare that a woman would come up to me and flirt with me.
I doubt it's ever happened.
So, I'm sitting at the bar and this woman comes towards me. And you can hear the thing playing in the background. There was a fella there.
With his bongos.
No, he hadn't got bongos. She had bongos, let me tell you. We'll get into that in a minute. Oh, God, did she have bongos? He was playing that thing.
That thing. Put me up, put me down, put my feet back on the ground.
You know that thing? What's it called?
Oh, he was in Mr. President, was he?
La, la, cuckoo, jumbo.
What's the name of the thing they play in Jamaica?
Bongos.
No, it wasn't bongos. Oh, her bongos. Jesus, I'll never get over it.
Oh, that bowl thing, the fish bowl thing. Yeah.
What's a fish bowl?
That joke, yeah.
So that's the noise. That's actually a really good impression.
There you go, yeah.
What's that shy thing called? Now you're sounding like an Indian guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a bit...
No, that's... Anyway, sorry, what's the point?
Oh, Jesus, Keith's bringing race into black people shouldn't have straight hair. Name one black person has straight hair.
You see the odd one.
Who? Michael Jackson was the last black person with straight hair.
Oh, yeah.
Who else has straight black hair?
Some of them do.
No, they don't.
Anyway, sorry, can I just bring you back to the point?
I want to talk about him at the bar.
Yeah, there he's playing his gong. That thing.
Yeah, it was a bit out of tune.
I don't know what it's called, actually.
By the way, lads, have you ever tried to play one of those?
They're
very difficult to play.
Yeah, because you've no idea where the different notes are.
Yeah, like if you hit the wrong part of your kettle, if you know what I mean, if you get my understanding, yeah, it'll sound completely different.
Yeah. So steel drums, that's what they're called. Steel drums.
No, that's what they are. That's not what they're called.
No, but that's what they're called. That is what they're called.
No, that's what they are.
No, that's what they're called.
So he's there. Pop me up, pop me down, pop my feet back on. Actually, he was doing that other song. What's the one?
I've been watching you.
La 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 long.
Oh, God, it's like being back in the Caribbean. And the missus is in the toilet with the squits. She'd been there for about a half an hour. No sign of her.
I would be fairly certain your wife will not be happy about you describing this to me.
I'd be fairly certain that she's never going to hear this episode.
Why?
Because I'll make sure she... This will be all edited out. Don't worry about it. And she's in there for about a half an hour. Now, a good husband would go in to check in that she's still alive. But not this husband. I was drinking rum and all that. Next thing, this woman comes towards me with her bongos, yeah? And have you ever been to Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
Women are very attractive.
Some of them are, yeah.
What do you mean,
not all of them.
What?
Oh, not all of them.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, some are.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no,
all.
Not all.
Oh, okay. Well, not the 80-year-olds that you were hanging around, but the young ones. And she says, honestly, guys, if you've never been chatted up by a Caribbean accent, you haven't been chatted up. Like, it's not like 20 years ago when you were in the Blacker and Coolock. Hey, do you want to go out the back for the blow job?
Oh, jeez. Did somebody say that to you?
No, they didn't. But that's the kind of chat.
Oh, jeez. So
suck you off her Red Bull.
What was the chat line?
So she comes over to me and she goes, "Hello, mister. Hello, mister.
Would you like a can of Lilt?"
No, they don't know what Lilt is over there.
No.
And she says, "I have a place that's not far from here."
And I'm like, "That was a turn on."
And she says, "Would you like to come back to my place for an afternoon of fun? Pop me up, pop me down." And it's an amazing accent, isn't it?
No, not if it's like that.
And people think, you think if you've never been to Jamaica, you think that they don't say mon.
Yo, they do mon.
They all say mon.
Oh, they all say mon, mon.
So I thought they were taking the piss out of me because I'm white.
No, no, they literally...
But she's like, "Mon, you need to come back to my place, mon. I have a place down the beach, mon. You can play my bongos."
She's getting more masculine by the second.
Or maybe I was getting more drunk by the second. Jamaican rum is very, very strong.
So it was a bloke then, is that what you're telling me?
It's a bloke. It was Bob Marley. That's who it was. Anyway, it is a lovely, it's a very attractive accent, isn't it?
I
would post the Jamaican accent, yeah, on a par with a Drogheda accent. And there ends the podcast.
Deathly silence.
There ends the podcast.
There you go. There's a photograph on my screen here. Look, Fanta Tropical. It's basically Lilt.
But why? Why? Oh, you can't.
Just go with that. Just try that.
Okay,
Fanta Tropical.
Okay, I'm going to guess a bottle of that on the way home from finished recording this podcast.
Yep.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
You'll report back.
You. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If it doesn't taste like Lilt, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
On the next podcast, I'm going to take a mouthful and spit it all over your face. Mon.
Lovely. So okay, Mon.
Mon.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
What did you want to say about your ma?
Lovely thing. She's great, ma. Great. How are you, ma? How are you? No, she doesn't even know what a podcast is. Wouldn't have a clue.
I'd say she secretly does. I'd say she's secretly keeping an eye on you.
She made... Did your mom... Now, she's not with us anymore.
No, she's not, sadly.
Yes, it is sad. Mm-hmm. I was very close to her. We used to speak regularly.
Did you?
Know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me and your mother were very close-knit.
Never knew that.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have. We used to WhatsApp each other quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, go on.
And she's no longer with us. Mine is... When your mother was around, see, your mother and my mother were different kinds of people.
Meaning?
They were different kinds of mothers, weren't they? They had different... My mother still treats me like a child.
Yeah. My mother accepted that I was actually an adult now.
Yeah. Your mother and my mother were hanging out the clothes.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
They weren't hanging out clothes. I know where this is going. That stupid rhyme.
I love that rhyme. Your mother and my mother were hanging out the clothes.
Go. Your mother said my mother...
No.
What was it?
You were from Ballybrack, so they...
Your mother told my mother to go pick your nose. No?
Maybe in Ballybrack.
Oh.
Not in South County Dublin, where I'm from. Sorry, Ballybrack is South County Dublin. Your mother and my mother were hanging out
their clothes. Yeah.
See if anybody knows the next line to
I don't know the name.
It's just a Dublin thing, that rhyme. Don't Google it.
I have to Google it. Because I want to make sure we get it right.
Let's see if any of our live listeners who are listening to this as a recording it know what the next line is. Your mother... You won't get that on Google anyway.
I'd imagine you will.
Mother and my mother were hanging out the clothes.
Yeah.
My mother.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
What? Your mother and my mother were hanging out the clothes.
Yeah, your mother said... No, you don't know the rest of it.
I can't remember, no.
No, you don't know it.
Your mother and my mother were hanging out the clothes. What rhymes with clothes?
What?
What rhymes with clothes?
Nose.
Oh, sorry, yes, here it is. Your mother and my mother were hanging out the clothes. Your mother gave my mother, Angela, a box on the nose. What colour was their blood?
That's it.
It was like Ibble Obble Chocolate. What was that? Ibble Obble Chocolate Bobble. Anyway, I digress, yeah?
But yeah, what's that?
Why was my mother punching your mother in the nose?
They didn't even live near each other.
No, they didn't. But I was regularly in contact with your mother when she was with us. Yeah.
It's strange, but anyway, yeah, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, did your mother ever... I don't know if any of you have had this issue where even though you're a grown adult, like I'm in my early 40s, and my mother...
Sorry.
And my mother... that smoking's getting really bad, yeah.
I don't smoke.
Yeah. My mother still sometimes speaks to me like I'm a child. And the other day, we were out having dinner. It was a family event. There was about 20 people at the table. We were in a restaurant having tapas.
Lovely, yeah.
I don't like tapas.
Go on, I've been moving on.
Don't say lovely. They're not nice. Wouldn't fill a hole in your tooth. And a certain celebrity came up in conversation. And I turned around, guys, in front of the table of people and said, everybody was saying I hate when people say, oh, isn't your man lovely? You know your man off the telly. Oh, he's lovely. He's lovely. I love if he was sitting at this table and you know that he's a prick, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, ma'am, he's actually a cunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who was this individual?
We can't say, but I'll hang on.
You're going to type his name, are you?
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, come on.
This fella.
Oh, yeah. Oh, him.
Don't. Yeah, yeah.
That thing.
Him on the left.
Oh,
him
fucking
him on
hell.
The left.
That is a cunt.
No, stop.
No, he is.
My mum's listening.
I'd say it to his face.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Sorry, we've been interviewed by him.
I know, but
he's an absolute...
Okay, maybe I won't say that C word, but he's a prick. He's an absolute prick.
It doesn't matter. He is. But everybody at the table is like, oh, he sounds lovely. Oh, God, he's great cracking a night out. No, he's not. He's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I happen to say, no, ma'am, he's a... I bet
see you next Tuesday.
I won't say the word again because Spotify doesn't like it. He's an unt.
He's an absolute unt.
He's an absolute unt. And my mother scolded me in front of a table load of people.
In what way? Like, what did she say?
Jeremy, do not use... Jeremy, do not use that word. I'm disgusted, which clearly proves she has never listened to this podcast. Because I'm disgusted with you. How could you use that word? That's disgusting. Why do parents still treat their kids... don't tell the story about the jacket.
I will tell the story about the jacket.
Why did I actually bring it up?
Why did you? Yeah. This is a true story as well.
My mother, before Adrian tells the story.
She's a lovely lady, yeah.
She's a lovely lady, but she's also your typical mother, you know, light a candle for you when you're doing your exams and stuff like that.
Okay, but there was that day where...
were you calling to bring me out to play or something?
I was collecting you to go somewhere. Yeah,
why would that have happened, by the way?
I can't remember.
You were collecting me.
That was before you had a car, I think. That's how long ago this was.
But was that during the time where you were allowed to drive?
What? I was always allowed to drive.
Ah, you weren't always allowed to drive.
What?
Ah, there was times where you weren't allowed to drive.
I was allowed to drive.
Okay, so you picked me up.
I picked you up and you were coming out.
You really need to tell the story.
Yeah, you were coming out to the car and the next thing, out comes Mrs. Dixon, would I call her that?
No, Mags you call her. You call her by her name.
Okay, we call her Mrs. Dixon. It's nice to be nice.
She's not listening to it.
What? Anyway, out comes Mrs. Dixon, can I call her that? Yeah, and
now don't Adrian. By the way, he's well known for doing this. He's a government paid shill. He regularly dramatizes things and makes it out that it's a lot worse.
Okay, well, let's just. I'll tell the story. And I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. 10 being accurate. Yeah.
So this is Adrian calling to me. This is when I lived at home,
and I beeped the horn. Jeremy came walking out towards the car, and the next thing, Mrs. Dixon comes running out the door.
She come running.
Jeremy, forgot your jumper.
The jacket, actually.
It was a jumper.
Was it a jumper?
It was a jumper, yeah.
Don't go out without a jumper.
Don't go out without a jumper. There's a chill in the air. Oh. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how accurate is that?
Yeah, I suppose that's actually, apart from the accent, she does try and put on that voice, but yeah.
That's 100% accurate.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And you were a grown adult at that stage, yeah?
Oh, God, a lot of people are upset that I used the C word in front of my mother.
I would be.
Is that, but the person, guys, I was talking about is a see you next Tuesday, isn't he?
No, I agree with you.
Of the highest order, yeah.
But for example, as you will know,
I can't even watch him when if the TV comes on.
I'll switch it straight off.
What?
Straight off.
Because my wife would be a fan of that person.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to have a stern talk with her.
But my wife's also a fan of me. So
I don't know if that's necessarily true anymore. You might believe that.
Where's your jumper, Jeremy?
You might recall I was on holiday recently with my dad, yeah? Haven't been on a holiday with him for donkey's years. And
yeah, you literally dropped him like a hot snot as soon as you got married.
No, I just haven't taken him on a holiday.
He used to ring me regularly and tell me that.
My man passed away last year, so there was never a reason for me to take him on a holiday because he went away with my mum. Anyway, let me finish the story.
Go on.
During the week away with him, I never once said that C word, nor would I. Never. I might drop the odd F-bomb, but I would never use that word in front of my dad, let alone my mother. So I think it's the height of disrespect for you to use that word in front of your mother. Shame on you.
You are a smoker.
Was.
No, you're always a smoker.
No, I don't smoke anymore.
No, but you're always a smoker.
No, if I was a smoker, I'd have one in my hand. I don't smoke.
Into the podcast.
I don't smoke anymore.
Okay, you're a former smoker.
Correct.
Did your parents know you smoked?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Yeah, did you? No, when you were in your like 30s.
Yeah, of course they did.
Did you smoke in front of them?
Yeah.
Because I know people that even if they're adults...
wouldn't smoke.
Say I have a friend.
I'd be more inclined to smoke in front of them than call them see you next Tuesdays.
So what is the problem?
It's just disgusting. I'm genuinely shocked that you would use that see you next Tuesday.
The man I'm talking about literally is.
You could have called him a prick.
I can't, that's not strong enough for him, is it?
No, probably not, but no, just using that word in front of your mother. No. But does anyone agree with me that you should... our Katie does. I have heard our Katie on the phone to her mother.
Our Katie, like we own her, like we...
How we do?
Well, we trafficked her into the country. Our Katie.
We didn't.
She is chained in the corner.
Okay, Katie, who is, sometimes appears on this podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
And you know I work with her every day.
But you don't have to say our. When you say Katie, Katie.
I've heard her using that word in front of her mother.
Oh, Paul Brady, who, by the way, I don't believe is a real person. I actually think it's a bot account. Based in Uzbekistan or something like that. That's not a real person.
Anyway, what about
him? Never heard from the man. Paul Brady says his mother calls him the C word at least once a day.
I just think it's the height of disrespect to use that word in front of your mother. And your mother is of an age as well.
Yeah, that word wouldn't have been... But do you know when you see a photograph of someone, like if I was to hold up a photograph of that man we were talking about,
yeah?
And just go like this really quick and go, describe this man in one word.
You know, cunt.
There you go. There's no other word for him.
I know. But I still wouldn't use that word in front. It's the use of the word in front of your mother is the bit I have the major issue with. It's very disrespectful.
Yeah, in fairness,
Does anyone agree with me?
Poor Jeremy, I'd say he actually treats her like a queen. I actually don't, Chloe. I don't even pay her for babysitting her kids. That's much of a prick of a son I am.
Really?
You know that. That's why I'm going on a 5-star holiday this year, not a 4-star, Chloe. No creche fees. No creche fees in this house.
Selena says, I'd get a slap if I said that in front of my parents. And proper order, Selena. You deserve a good dig for using that word in front
of your
mother.
Someone called Selena's in their 60s themselves, surely.
No, she's only a young one.
No, young ones aren't called Selena.
I know, she's a relatively young one. You just don't use that word in front of parents.
Anyway, she shamed me because everybody was giggling at the table, but my mother was scolding me in front of it.
And she's dead right.
So I made her pay for her own.
Well done, Mrs. Dixon. Can I call her that?
Well, you can't. You've always called her Margaret to her name.
Okay, even Margaret then.
The word I hate most is geebag, says Pam Anderson. Oh, thanks. Very welcome to the show. Big fan of your work in the 90s, Pam.
It just says Pam Ann. Doesn't say, there's no Anderson there.
No, big fan of your work in the 80s and 90s. The noughties.
Not so much.
Not so much. What did she do in the noughties?
Like, nothing really.
And I love you now. I love the whole new going without makeup look as well.
The nude look.
The what?
The nude look.
Yeah. I like you, Pan Am. And she would use the word geebag. Oh, I couldn't use that. That's one word I couldn't use in front of my mother.
Yet you could use see you next Tuesday.
Only to describe this. There's only one person in this world I think is a see you next Tuesday, and it's him.
Oh, no, he is. I'm not disagreeing with you.
And this individual who we cannot name for legal reasons, he's never done anything
obvious. Could he sue you for calling him a see you next Tuesday?
No, because that is an opinion.
Yeah. So it is my opinion as well that he's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Everyone trying to guess who it is. Anyway, we're not going to be telling you who it is.
Selena's only 41. That's embarrassing.
Why?
I don't know. Sure, Selena Gomez is only a young one.
Yeah.
So it is a young person's name now. Yeah. Sorry, Selena. Sorry about that.
Anyway, don't use that word in front of your mother ever again.
Okay. So, geebag.
Just say to him.
Okay, yeah. Guys, I'm going to hold up a photograph of this celebrity again to Adrian. See what. Adrian, what do you think of this fella?
Cunt. there is no other word. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nobody else sees it. We're the only two that see it.
Oh, no, others do.
No, they don't.
Do they not?
No. This particular individual is loved, is beloved.
He walked past me recently, yeah? And I just...
Where?
In town. And I cringed.
Did he say hello to you?
Yeah. And I...
Oh, you see, here's the thing about Adrian.
No, I just kept walking.
Yes. Here's the thing about Adrian. No, it's not Pat Kenny, by the way. Myself and Adrian and Pat Kenny are really good friends. Actually, we're all on the government payroll. We all get to save envelopes. Here's the thing about Adrian. Adrian will bitch about people when he meets him in person. Oh, the nicest person.
What happened was I passed him in town only last week. That same day that we were in town last week, yeah?
Oh, because he would have been around that part of town.
He walked past me and he just said, Harry, he just said, kind of like that. And I went, back at him.
So you hit each other?
Yeah, that was the conversation.
But you didn't tell him how you really feel.
Show me that photograph again.
Don't use the word.
Oh, no, you know.
No, I'll show it to you. Just come up with a different name. There you go. A gal.
Prick.
A gal.
Gobshite.
Don't curse in front of your mother.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.